On the 98Q post-game show continues on the web and the Civic Media app in just a moment.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
And we'll continue with the 98Q post-game show here for just a couple of calls and then some music for you, too. So here we go. You're on the roundup. Who's this?
Hey, this is T.L. Buckley calling in from the Jack Shack.
The Jack Shack. How we doing, Mr. Buckley?
We're doing fine dandy right now, so I can't complain too much.
All right, nobody listened anyway. So what happened out in the woods out there?
Nothing on the pole yet, but we're seeing a lot of does, and we had one guy pass up a really tiny spike, which we didn't want to bother with, but we're seeing some good signs of bigger bucks. Hopefully we'll get them pretty soon, so...
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of deer out there, isn't there? Or there's more, or more than last year, anyway, right?
Yeah, we're hoping with that. So.
Yeah, yeah. You got any wolves where you hang around there?
Well, we got a couple of packs out here, so.
Okay.
We've seen them on our cameras.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. They like to come out and dance around those cameras at night, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do, he says. All right. Very good. Well, thank you for the update. Call us again later in the week.
Oh, we will. Don't you worry. But all right. Thank you again.
You betcha, King Buckley. All right. Let's take another call here. We'll see if we can wind things down. You're on the roundup. Who's this?
Hey.
Hey, who's this?
Hey, are you there, guy?
Hey,
I'm here, yep.
I can hear you, kind of. Who's this?
Oh, this is Lazy Man Drew and Buck Thunder Bob. We're at the Lost Anchor Camp north of Ingram.
North of Ingram. All okay. Right. All right. What's going on down there?
Nothing.
Nothing.
I finally saw three does this afternoon, but it was just about quitting time, and I decided to pardon them for another day.
All right. Very good.
How magnanimous.
How magnanimous. Yes. All right. So what was the weather in Ingram like? Did you get a little bit of snow there?
We got a little dusting of snow just to make it better to see the deer.
Yeah, yeah, it was nice to have that on the ground, no doubt. How many are you hunting in your camp with the both of you there?
This year it's two of us.
Just the two. All right.
We got friends that hunted a couple camps nearby, but in our camp it's two.
All right, very good, very good. And we had it all week, or what are you guys doing for the rest of the week?
Hunting tomorrow and Wednesday, and then, we'll see what the weekend brings.
All right. Very good. It's always a good... That's my philosophy, too, in general. All right. Thank you for the update from Ingram. We appreciate you.
Hey, you were asking about video games.
Yeah, video game. What would you play?
Well, I hate that gosh darn duck hunt for one. But, hey, the buck hunter game.
The buck hunter game. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I betcha.
That's a good one. That's a good
one. All right.
One.
I'm for it.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Thank you for the call. When I owned a video store in Phillips, we had a... I don't even know what it's called anymore. It was a video game, deer hunting video game, and there wasn't many of them back there in like 2005. And that thing rented like 500 times. It was always out of the store and a waiting list for that video game. You are on the roundup. Who's this?
This is Elmer from Happy Trails Camp.
Hey, whereabouts are you guys, Elmer?
By Spider Lake.
By another Spider Lake sighting. All right, very good. Everybody must be crowded over there too.
Yeah, I gave a call to give a shout out to Greg.
Greg, shout out to Greg.
Got a six-pointer this afternoon.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought you were talking about our Greg here, Big G. But Greg got a six-pointer in your group, huh?
Yeah, he just called in about five calls ago.
Yeah, we heard him, yeah. Fantastic. All right, so give us a little scoop on Greg. Is he hard to deal with after getting that deer? Or give us the inside scoop here.
He's only hard to deal with after his two rich and rare shots after he shot his buck.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. All right. Well, good luck to you guys the rest of the way. We appreciate you giving us a call.
Thank you.
You betcha. All right. I'm going to drop that. I still can't. There's only two buttons. One's drop and one's hold, and I continue to not figure out which one is which, but it's new. You're on the roundup. Who's this?
This is Jake with Runner and Gunner.
Runner and Gunner. All right. Whereabouts are you guys?
We're down in Kennan.
Down in Kennan. All right. What's happening? Give us some good news out. Wind down the show with some good news.
Well, we got lucky today. We put six spikes on the pole.
Whoa.
Six? Did you say six?
Six of them.
All right. Yeah.
Six spikes on
is there a punch?
Pole.
Is there a punchline to this, or is this real?
No, this is real. One of our buddies, he spray painted his balls orange.
Okay, all right, here you go. All that just for that. You are on the roundup. Who's this?
This is Blue Shoes from Camp Shoots-A-Lot.
Hey, Blue Shoes, how are you?
Good. How are you guys tonight?
Well, we're doing good. What's happening at Camp Shoots-A-Lot?
There wasn't much happening. I wasn't there very long today. I had to go home. But I stopped at Camp Who Gives a Quack on the way home.
Okay.
In the Harrison Hills area.
Okay.
And Papa Duck Hunter called me because he heard a guy shooting in the public land.
Okay.
And we go to investigate it, see if we can give him a hand. And we get up to where the truck stops, and we follow his trail all the way to the deer. And the deer's laying there, and there's nobody around.
Wow.
Yep, nice little four-point buck was laying there. Nobody was around. Got it, nothing.
Hmm.
Really?
Sometimes that happens.
Yep.
Sometimes
that's kind of a sad sight, though.
Yeah.
But they ended up coming to get it before dark.
Okay. Well, good.
But they shot it this morning, and they left it lay there. It's kind of sad.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yep. You got to hunt right. That's for sure. All right.
Other than that, we didn't see nothing.
All right. Well, better luck to you the rest of the week, Blue Shoes. Appreciate you taking time to call us.
Sounds good. Have a good night, guys.
All right.
Yeah, you too.
Any more emails or texts we want to close on before we wrap things up here, Gray?
I've got a pretty decent stack of them. I could rattle off a few quick if you'd like.
Yeah, let's do that. You bet.
Yeah, from Daryl. My bad. No luck for the boys, Fabio, Daryl, and Biscuits at Camp Turdy Pack today. Not Turdy Pointer, but Turdy Pack. I respect it. An enjoyable sit with the snow, hoping for luck tomorrow. Shout out to Brian at Camp Bad Minnow and the guys at Red Pine Lodge. Cowboy at camp stands alone, quiet day in the woods, dozen doe and fawns, no bucks to be had. Shout out to Rocket and Blue Shoes, who we just heard from. Buck Louie from Camp Tall Tales, no meat on the pole, but having a great time with friends and family. Wolves were in the area last 2 days. Hopefully they move on.
They're eating the dogs. They're eating the pets.
This is Chungus, youth from Camp Beaver Fever, hunted with dad and didn't even see a deer. Let's see here. Mini Squatter went with dad. We saw deer, but mom said I couldn't fill my doe tag until I get my buck. Fair enough. Been crazy day full of towing and winch out. Shout out to all the hunters out there calling us for service. We appreciate you very much, and good luck hunting. From Craig and Haley at Kozak Enterprise, Tow and Recovery in Catawba.
Yeah,
if you get too far,
one of our sponsors.
Yeah, if you get too far down the wrong hunting trail and you find some mud and a stuck ATV,
they'll take care of you.
Call Kozak Enterprises.
Exactly.
Let's see here. Got a nice picture here. We'll have to get those posted to the website. Good evening from Granduzzi Ranch. A lot of shout-outs to them tonight. Granduzzi shouting out Bailey from the Beaver Creek Camp and also to Bader's Back 40 Camp. Good luck tomorrow. Have a happy Thanksgiving. And a quick two more from Jonah Shack in Athens. 9 does yesterday, lots of turkey, no horns. Love the show. Remember, you can put socks and shoes on a bear, but it still has bare feet. I'm sorry. If I had read ahead, I would have pretended it wasn't there. Great show listening from War Road, Minnesota. Thanks for tuning in. Yesterday was the last day of Minnesota deer hunting rifle season. Son Jet shot an 8-pointer. Shout out to Gil and Shane at Bush Camp in Phillips. Stay safe, everyone, and happy Thanksgiving.
Up on the Iron Range up there, War Road. All right, we'll take these final two calls, and then we're going to call it a night here. You are on the roundup. Who's this? Hello.
This is Bill.
Hey, Bill. Where are you calling from?
Georgetown.
Georgetown. All right. What's happening out at Georgetown, Bill?
A lot of really weird stuff.
A lot of really... I'm afraid to say this, but can I have details?
Something.
All right. We lost him, and that might be God's way of saying you don't need the details, Joel. You are on the roundup. Who's this?
This is Euban from Camp Sawlot.
Euban?
Yes, from Camp Sawlot in Harshaw.
All right.
Pretty good to be the last caller of the day.
Harshaw.
Well, yeah.
What a street that is.
Yeah, you hang around in Harshaw a little bit, don't you, Big G?
Yeah, Pinewood Country Club.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
The golf course is still trying to recover from Big G being over there, but we'll get into that another time. All right, Euban, what's happening over there?
I tell you, it's been so slow. We see our family of does and fawns every morning, but we have yet to see a buck. But we're hanging in there. We're going to hang tight. We're waiting for the bighorn.
Yeah, well, they always say, I mean, that's why it's a nine-day gun deer season, because often conditions change from day one to the end. And how many times people who have hunted for 20, 30 years always have that story of getting that nice deer the last day. They always have it, don't they, Euban?
Yep, and we have been hanging tough. I mean, we've been out every morning, and I'm thinking with the cold weather tomorrow, we got a good chance.
Yep, you betcha. All right, good luck to you, Euban. We thank you for taking the time to give us a call.
Well, thank you for that. We appreciate your show. We love it.
You bet. Camp saw a lot. So we'll have more calls tomorrow night. It'll be Gray and Big G tomorrow in Austin. And we have a special guest, Craig from Bader's.
Craig from Bader's coming in. And I want to thank Brian and Amanda here from Seed and Feed and Fifield for being our guests tonight on the Deer Hunters Roundup.
Yep. People need to feed the critters inside or out. You guys can help them out, right?
Absolutely, yes.
Right on Highway 13 and 70 in Fifield. And the website again, where can they find the website there?
FifieldSeedandFeed.com.
All right, FifieldSeedandFeed.com, one of our big sponsors of the Roundup. Thank you to both of you.
Thank you.
Brian and Amanda, thank you, Big G. Thank you, Gray. Thank you, Austin. The show will be archived at 98qcountry.com. The YouTube feed also will be archived. If you want to check that out and hit subscribe, we certainly would appreciate that. The keyword is Lena. Text that to us before midnight. We'll announce the winner of that tomorrow. Cindy Lobemeyer won our package yesterday. And if you want one of those really cool 98Q Deer Hunters Roundup hoodies, you can click right on the hoodie on the 98Q Country Deer Hunters Roundup page, and you can order it right online and have it sent to you or have it sent to somebody for a Christmas present if you like. The post-game show continues with a little deer hunting music.
Hey, there goes one. Hey, you shot my cow.
It's the second week of deer camp. I got a swollen head. I'm lying with the dust balls underneath my bed. An icy breeze is blowing in through the tongue and groove. My pants are frozen to the floor and I'm too sick to move. I didn't drink too many, only 30 cans of beer. It must have been that last shot that put me under here. It's the second week of deer camp and all the guys are here. We drink, play cards, and shoot the bull, but never shoot no deer. The only time we leave the camp is when we go for beer. The second week of deer camp is the greatest time of year.
I remember playing poker, that weasel must have won. He's wearing mine with swampers and sleeping with my gun. He's snoring like a chainsaw, the camp smells like a dump. Someone's dirty underwear is hanging on the pump. Muck goes in the wood box, Eener's passed out on the stove. His flannel shirt is smoking, I wonder if he knows.
It's the second week of deer camp and all the guys are here. We drink, play cards, and shoot the bull, but never shoot no deer. The only time we leave the camp is when we go for beer. The second week of deer camp is the greatest time of year.
Vito's crawling through the door, I think he got frostbite. He passed out in the outhouse and he'd been there since last night. And Goofa stumbles through the door, he says he got a buck. He was coming from the wayside and he killed it with his truck. And Musty cracks a beer and says it's time to celebrate. Goofus got the first buck since 1968.
It's the second week of deer camp and all the guys are here. We drink, play cards, and shoot the bull, but never shoot no deer. The only time we leave the camp is when we go for beer. The second week of deer camp is the greatest time of year.
It's the second week of deer camp
and all the guys are here. We drink, play cards, and shoot the bull, but never shoot no deer. The only time we leave the...
I like big bucks and I cannot lie. You other hunters can't deny that when a buck walks past here, stand real fast. You wanna pull up your gun and blast and go boom, dropping dead on his back. But first it better have a nice rack, cause if you think I'll shoot a doe, I'll tell you there, guy, heck no. Oh, some guys, they'll even take shots at an itty bitty
buck to eat. Yeah, my buck meat is tough like jerky, but I know it won't hurt me, so it might not be for cooking. But that mounted rack sure is good looking. You see, it won't take a look unless it makes that record book. I like them big and strong, and them antlers better be long. So hunters, yeah, deer hunters, yeah, do you want to shoot that buck?
Heck yeah.
Then blast it,
blast it,
blast it,
blast it,
blast that big old buck. I like big bucks.
Not more for the trophy buck.
Steaming. I like big bucks. I like big bucks. You know it there, guy. When the guys from Shad Rap go hunting, we always say no to the doe, because trophy bucks are the way to go. Hey, Sweeney, did you see the size of this one?
Holy cripes, guy. That's a wall hanger if I ever saw one.
Well, I tell ya, I sure felt good as I dragged that buck right out of them woods. I took a look at his head. At least a 20-inch spread. Woo-ha! What a trophy buck. And it's all tied up on the back of my truck. Now it's time for celebration, and bring it into town for registration. Everyone was staring at the buck my truck was wearing. I said, how you doing, fellas? With the look they had, they were all dead jealous. I had to laugh at Joe. He was talking venison. He shot a 50-pound doe. Most guys are good at talking, but when it comes down to it, their buck's still walking. Yeah, I always brag about the buck that wears my tag. I had a score official count it, and now it's time to mount it. My Boone and Crockett score was a big 184. I'm a top-notch big buck killer. I think it's time for a Miller. I like big bucks. I like big bucks. I shot a big buck with a 10-point rack.
Hung my hunting clothes outside on the line for 3 weeks. Spent last night in Charlie's bar, and now they reek. I smell like French fries, ashtrays, pizza, and beer. But I got dopey on my boots so I can bring in the deer. I got a blaze orange jacket and a chromer to match. A camel backpack full of deer hunting snacks. 3 turkey sandwiches, 2 apples, some Halloween candy, Little Debbie's beef jerky, and some blackberry brandy. Mmm. It's deer season in Wisconsin.
Yeah!
I'm dreaming about a 8-point buck. Holy week here in the heartland. I want a 20-inch spread in the bed of my truck. I got a dull bleeding can that I call Blatt and Betty, a new grunt tube that goes by Big Eddie, a rattling bag, salt and mineral licks, a bottle of Tanks, my old 30-06. I hear a twig snap, a crunch in the snow, but I don't care if it's a buck, cause man, I gotta go. I climb down from my stand, lean my gun on a tree, then
when I take off my socks, 'cause I forgot the TP. Oh man. It's deer season in Wisconsin.
Yeah!
I'm dreaming about a 10-point buck.
It's Holy Week here in the heartland.
I want a rack big enough to fill the back of my truck. Well, there's one thing every hunter should know. If you're gonna go to deer camp, you gotta live by the code. Uncle Ted, Bill, and Jackie, they all understand what happens at the deer camp stays at the camp. It's deer season in Wisconsin.
Yeah!
I'm dreaming about a 12-point bow.
Holy Week here in the heartland.
I want a booner in the box of my pickup truck. A 20-inch spread in the bed of my truck. A rack big enough to fill the back of my truck. Yes.
98Q Country.
By the church for opening day.
He was glad to be there,
but it sure was not to pray. He went down to slam a couple of shoots at that famous Piva there.
The dance is hollow and sweat up there.
That long red underwear. He woke up in his stand, sat still out there all day.
He was feeling sad and blue,
'cause the deer wasn't coming his way. He finally couldn't take it no more. With a sweaty long johns frozen stiff,
he got ants in his pants, started doing a little dance,
and sang this little riff.
Hey!
Come here once, why don't you come right here? I've been sitting all day long and I ain't seen no deer.
I'll do the 30 pointer polka,
then my heart will start to beat.
I'll do the 30 pointer polka,
for I freeze right to my seat. And all the other hunters yell, hey, stop making all that noise. You're scaring all the deer and peeing off the boys.
You should learn to be more quiet.
So settle down and sit,
he said. I will not, I'm cold as hell. Besides, I got a party for bed. And then he pulls out this little polka band, which is really a little yellow radio from Taiwan or somewhere, but it only tunes in these polka stations. And he turns on WPOK, because they sing in Polish, and he uses it while he's milking the girls in the morning. You know, oh, it's wonderful, the one and the two.
As he was dancing to that beat, deer came from all around.
He listened to their hooves as they beat upon the ground.
You could hear their hooves a-pounding as he did his little dance.
Yeah, there's nothing like a polka,
yeah, to get them deer to prance.
Hey!
Come here once, why don't you come right here? I've been sitting all day long and I ain't seen no deer. Do the 30-pointer polka,
it's the thing you got to do.
Do the 30-pointer polka, when the deer won't come to you.
He swacked a lot of deer and busted up their racks.
Shot them bucks right out of their shoes, stopped them in their tracks.
Big bucks do their dancing where
the thickest swamps are found.
And when Clyde hears old tuba hoof,
he knows the big one is around.
Yeah! It must have been the rhythm of them sorrels on that tree stand platform. It just rattled them right in. And with the polka beat, he borrowed the big buck's heat
with his polka feet. His eyes are always crossed, he can't see far from here.
The Clyde swears up and down, he shoots straight when he's hunting deer.
The wardens must have liked him, 'cause he got a special permit.
Dip glasses or take his beer bottles,
and he can't see worth a...
Hey, watch it! Yeah, he's got some little pea eyes, all sunken and shrunken, and sometimes he hallucinates.
Hey, don't
better than unhappy.
98Q Country.
The hunt for the perfect gift starts at the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce. Join us for Shop Local, a passport shopping event running November 29th through December 19th. Get your passport card stamped at participating businesses for your chance to win our grand prize basket valued over $200. Visit parkfalls.com or our Facebook page for full details. Remember, your dollars have a big impact when you shop local this holiday season.
Main Street Guns and Knives in Medford is your small town local mom and pop gun shop. Small town, big selection. Over 1,000 new and used firearms in stock at all times. They carry reloading supplies, ammunition, optics, and something you just don't find anywhere. A walk-in humidor for cigar lovers. Main Street Guns and Knives, located on Main Street in downtown Medford.
Need dependable auto services? Morgan Auto and Rec Center in Phillips offers full-service towing, expert body shop repairs, and trained technicians ready to handle any job. They also have quality pre-owned vehicles. Insurance work is welcome. Serving Phillips for years. Morgan is your go-to automotive center.
Kozak Enterprises Tow and Recovery Service handles any kind of vehicle repair work. Heavy-duty machinery repair, and of course, towing 24/7. And they'll even get you back in your vehicle if you're locked out. Kozak Enterprises Tow and Recovery will beat any competitor by 50%. Serving the surrounding area and all of Price County. Call Kozak Enterprise Tow and Recovery at 715-820-2124. 820-2124.
Did you know 98Q Country now posts some of their best content online for you to listen anytime?
Wow.
It's just at 98QCountry.com. Go to the top of the page. Here, I'll do it with you. 98QCountry.com. Yes, the numbers, 98, then the letter Q, country, dot, that's the period button down there, com, C-O-M. And then just hit enter. There you go.
Oh.
Now when you're at 98QCountry.com, simply click podcasts at the top of the page. No, not the logo. You're already on the website.
Hmm.
Click 98Q Podcast. It's in the top right corner. You click it once. Boy, I thought this was going to be easy. There you go. Some of our most recent and most valuable content is there, like Joel's reality radio segments.
Uh-huh.
You can even check on old shopping show segments to see what kind of deals you can take advantage of.
Uh-huh.
Even some of Gray's content in the afternoon show.
Ooh.
It's the 98Q Podcast section of 98QCountry.com. 98Q Country content available on demand.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today I've got some wonky terminology, so bear with me. I'm talking about credit utilization and how that affects your credit score. Credit utilization just means how much of your credit you're using. So let's say you have a $10,000 limit on your credit card. Now, lots of us think it's okay to spend up to that $10,000 every month as long as you pay it off in full at the end of the month. Well, it turns out the credit bureaus, these agencies that assign us our credit scores, they only want us to use maybe 10, 20, or maximum 30% of our credit limit each month, like $1,000 to $3,000 tops if you've got $10,000 in credit. And your credit utilization counts for 30% of your total credit score. I don't love the rules, but knowing them helps us manage our credit scores the way we want to. For more about credit scores or just about getting good at money, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube.
Northern Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, chance of snow and a low near 13. Winds gusting out of the west up to 25 miles per hour. Another breezy day on Tuesday, partly sunny, highs near 25. Tuesday night, partly cloudy, a low of 11. Wednesday, partly sunny, with highs near 30. Currently 29 degrees.
98Q Country.
Drink right now. You look like you're gonna try to let me down.
Sunday best. He's usually up to his chest in oil and grease. There's the Martins walking in with that mean little freckle-faced kid who broke a window last week. Sweet Miss Betty likes to sing off-key in the pew behind me. That's what I love about Sunday. I sing along as the choir sways every verse of Amazing Grace. And then we shake the preacher's hand, go home into your blue jeans, have some chicken and some baked beans, pick a backyard football team, not do much of anything. That's what I love about Sunday. I stroll to the end of the drive, pick up the Sunday Times, grab a coffee cup. Looks like Sally and Rod finally tied the knot. Well, it's about time. There's 35 cents off a ground round. Baby, cut that coupon out. That's what I love about Sunday. Catnapping on the porch swing. You curled up next to me. The smell of jasmine wakes us up. Take a walk down a back road, tackle box and a cane pole, carve our names in that white oak. I steal a kiss as the sun fades. That's what I love about Sunday.
Country.
Yeah, my whole life sounds like the radio.
You'll be trying to love her, but she'll leave your heart breaking boots.
One bad habit, I hope she never breaks.
Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
It, Columbus discovered America in 1492.
No, he didn't. Yes, he did. No, he didn't. Yes, he did. No, he didn't. Yes, he did. No, he didn't. Yes, he did.
Well, fact has it, we're discovering new music all the time, like this one.
98Q Country.
There we were, in the back of that old C71, the road was dirt. Is waiting on some cherry red. Baby, I still recall the taste. We were a few beers shy of freedom. I had my hands around your waist. You said, babe, I'm getting cold. I said, climb on in my jacket. You already know, like my heart, you can't have it. Up boots and high on a perfume bus. That sea forever sky wasn't near as high as us. Yeah, our hearts were beating faster than a runaway midnight train. We couldn't stay forever, but we said it anyway. Baby, hold me tight and never let me go. Look up at the sky and Davis putting on a show.
Take my whiskey to extremes. Don't believe in chasing crazy dreams. My feet are planted firmly on the ground. But darling, when you come around, I get carried away by the look, by the light in your eyes. Before I even realize the ride I'm on, and baby, I'm long gone. I get carried away, nothing matters but being with you. Like a feather flying high up in the sky on a windy day, I get carried away. It might seem like an ordinary night. Same old stars, the same old moon up high. But when I see you standing at your door, nothing's ordinary anymore. I get carried away by the look, by the light in your eyes. Get carried away, nothing matters but being with you. Like a feather flying high up in the sky on a windy day, I get carried away. On a windy day, I get carried away. Carried away.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Gobble, gobble.
98 Q Country.
all teary on her lips. I've been working and trying and flirting and dying for an all-night kind of kiss. The country on the boombox, candles on the toolbox. I'm doing everything right. Got the country boy charm turned all the way.
started out. They've been together 58 years now. Ain't that crazy?
AQ Country.
We've got Pete with us from Wheelway, and now is the time to get your vehicle into Wheelway. Some rough winter months ahead here, Pete, and you got some great savings to get that car running good, right?
Absolutely. We're the home of the 3985 oil change. We have many discounts off tires, wheel alignment. Make sure you call us. Set your appointment today.
All right, and they need some new tires, Pete, going through that snow drift. I bet you guys could help them out too, right?
Absolutely. We have many discounts off tires. Make sure you give us a call and take advantage of those discounts today.
They can call. That's the best way to do it, to get that service appointment set up, right, Pete?
Absolutely. Give us a call, 715-762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
Ice, snow, all that fun stuff, Pete. It's coming. The car needs to be ready to go, and that's what you guys do, right?
Absolutely. You want to make sure you have a roadworthy, reliable vehicle. We do a 60-point inspection test and many other inspections to make sure your car is roadworthy and reliable for this winter.
762-2467, Wheelway, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13. Give them a call and get your car serviced and ready for winter.
You're up for the season with Reinhardt's Lumber in Fifield, Wisconsin. From blown insulation to cut heating bills to tools, windows, and paint, they've got everything you need. Family owned since 1971, they're here to make your building dreams a reality. Reinhardt's Lumber, your project starts here.
The next time you buy a cart full of groceries, make that car payment, or write that big mortgage check, ask yourself, what would my family do if I wasn't there to buy those groceries, make that payment, or write that check? If you didn't like the answer, ask a State Farm agent about life insurance and start getting some answers you will like. Welcome to that place where doing it for them meets doing it today. Get started by contacting State Farm agent Diana Skowinski, Highway 13, Park Falls.
Hey, hey, hey! Grab your partner and stop by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Now open Mondays for Mexican night, Thursday burger and fries, Friday fish fry with salad bar, and Saturdays look forward to pork and dumplings for lunch, and Saturday night gets set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar, along with daily deep fried chicken special, great for your palate and easy on your wallet at Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
Pluto TV is a place for movie fans like me.
And TV fans like me.
They've got something for everyone, and it's free.
I love free, and I love Jersey Shore.
For me, it's The Godfather.
SpongeBob SquarePants, I am Patrick. Patrick is me.
Oh, Forrest Gump, come on.
Criminal Minds, solving crime after bedtime.
Whatever you love to watch, Pluto TV makes it easy with thousands of free movies and shows.
Pluto TV, stream now, pay never.
Not sure how much you know about Progressive Insurance. You may know us for insuring your home and auto. You may know a couple of our commercials. But what you may not know is that since 2013, Progressive has been honoring veterans with vehicle donations through the annual Keys to Progress Veteran Vehicle Giveaway Program, giving back to those who gave so much. Now, you probably didn't wake up today saying, I really wish I knew more about Progressive Insurance, but this seemed like the type of thing people wouldn't mind hearing about. Find out more about how we're dedicated to our customers and communities at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
98Q Country. Country.
New truck, big lift, old roads, we been tearing up since way back when. But these wheels are innocent. New hitch, new seats, no hit story, and you just can't fake that, so let's change that. Girl, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running, just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running, just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. All night, no brakes, I'll tell, no gate, ain't gotta try too hard, my baby's pushed to start, all torque, full speed, off-road, on me, 0 to 100 fast, my foot ain't touched the gas, I said, hey baby, slow it down, let's make it last, you said, where's the fun in that, yeah, let's go put some miles on it, back of the Chevy with the engine running,
Turn up the night like that radio dial. Shoulder to shoulder where nobody knows. Know where we're going, we ain't going on. We're putting miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it.
It's the country you want.
I'm gonna be your ghost story.
From the artists you love.
Hey, it's Carrie Underwood.
This is Eric Church.
All day, every day.
98Q Country.
Turn left at the old hotel. I know this boulevard much too well. It hasn't changed since I've been gone. Ah, this used to be my way home. They paved the road through the neighborhood. I guess the county finally fixed it good. It was getting rough. Someone finally complained enough. Fight the tears back with a smile. Stop and look for a little while. Oh, it's plain to see. The only thing missing is me. That's my house and that's my car. That's my dog in my backyard. There's the window to the room where she lays her pretty head. I pulled in, would it cause a scene? They're not really expecting me. Those kids have been through hell. I hear they've adjusted well. Turn around in the neighbor's drive. I'd be hard to recognize in his pickup truck. It's just an old fixer up. Drive away one more time. A lot of things running through my mind. I guess the less things change, the more they never seem the same. That's my house and that's my car. That's my dog in my backyard. There's a window to the room where she lays her pretty head. I planted that tree out by the fence. Not long after we moved in. There's my kids and that's my wife. Who's that man running my life?
serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Looks like packs of cigarettes will come with imagery of the bad effects of tobacco smoking.
The Supreme Court has declined to hear a challenge to a law requiring cigarette packs and ads include graphic images showing harmful effects of smoking. Warnings will include photos of smoke-damaged lungs and feet blackened by reduced blood flow. Nearly 120 countries have already adopted the warning labels. It isn't clear when they might appear in the